Hi there, it's Johnson Family Time. I'm your Johnson Family man, Jimmy Scribner, inviting you right now to come to Chickasola. The Chickasola choo-choo is pulling out from the station. But first, let's wait a moment here for what the station has to offer. And now let's go down to Chickasola, where Papa Johnson's little purple people are giving him all sorts of information. Now, Papa Johnson has seen this little man, and the Professor Potash has seen one, too. But no one else in the entire city of Chickasola has. Well, that makes Papa Johnson and the Professor Potash fast friends. We find the two on the front porch of the Johnson home on Chickasola Avenue.
And I know this, Professor. When I talk to anybody about it and tell them that I done seed this little fella, well, everybody think I crazy, so I don't say nothing.
Oh, I know it. Me too. Except, well, we know.
Did this little man that you see is the... Did he ever give you his name?
Uh-uh. I never discussed personalities with him. All I did was say hello and let him do the talking. And I was kind of speechless, you know. The one you see, does he give you his name?
Yeah, last night. I asked him what his name was. He say it was Zuna.
Huh?
Is that what he said was, Zuna?
I never heard no name like that before.
Well, no, that's another reason that I think that the man did come from the moon, see?
Well, that's right. It could be, I mean, that is. If his name was Zuna, then he must have been zoomed in from the moon.
Well, he say he from the moon. Now, the only time I see him is when he want me to see him.
But that's the only time I see mine.
You reckon that there's... You think that me and you is... I mean... You reckon that anybody else that sees him in the whole country?
I don't know. But there must be, Mr. Johnson. Maybe in every city in the country there's a couple of fellas that got contact with him. They're so little and sneaky.
What made you say they're sneaky?
Oh, Mr. Johnson. Sometimes I open the drawer and he's in the drawer. You take anybody that ain't no bigger than your thumb, but they can get almost anywhere.
Yeah. Mine was underneath my pillow last night.
Oh. That getting entirely too intimate.
Well, there's this much about it, Professor. I say it now, and I'm going to say it from here on in. This little fella that I see is done give me the most accurate information I done ever heard of. Everything that he done said done come true.
Well, that's the only difference between the two, I mean, yours and mine. Now, this little fella that I know is from the moon, everything he done told me has been wrong, been backwards or something.
Well, maybe he ain't hep.
I don't know. He claimed that he come in with the rest of the moon men.
You reckon that the little fella that you know is a kind of outcast and they don't let him in on the thought wave or something?
I don't know.
Now, you take this one that I know. He give me the direct information on everything. In fact, he done something last night that I scared of.
What?
He told me that... I scared to tell you.
Well, Miss Johnson, don't forget now that you and me is partners with these moon men. We're too soon for the moon. Don't forget that, boy, you and me. And you want to get right jivey about the thing, we is almost out of this world, that is. Now, don't be a square. Come on, give me the dope, boy.
Well, This? He give me the name of a racehorse that he say gonna win the race tomorrow.
Oh. If that was accurate like the rest of the stuff that he done give you, you could be $1 million there.
More than that. I could stop the racing and all that go with it. The gambling.
Huh? You could.
Don't you see, if I was to get the right horse every time, ain't nobody could keep paying the bets.
I never looked at it that way. But that's the truth. What was the name of the horse that he give you? I mean, that is?
Hermosa Casa.
Huh?
You know the Spanish horse, Hermosa Casa.
Oh. But that horse couldn't win, though, Mr. Johnson.
How you know?
Well, now and then, when ain't nobody looking, excuse me, well, I glances at the racing sheets.
You does?
Well, I mean, I don't bet nothing on them. I just looks at them, you know, and kind of keep track of the horses.
Professor, I didn't know that you was the kind of man that you is. I didn't know that you followed the racetracks and the horses.
I don't go nowhere with them, Miss Johnson. I just, every now and then, somebody made a mistake, I guess, and they send me the racing sheet every day. And I just look it up, and I know about Hermosa Casa.
Well, I don't want to know nothing about him, because I don't bet on no racehorses.
No, sir. I'm glad you don't want to know nothing about this one.
Why? No, why?
Well, you done hear a dogs? What they call dogs?
No, what is a dog?
Well, Mr. John, in the vernacular of the racetrack, a dog, he a horse that, well, he does what the name mean. He does a dog. I mean, that he dog it. You see, and then there's another vernacular called, what they call them, pigs. And now this the horse done gone under both names in the vernacular of the racetrack. The dogs and the pig. He a dog and a pig both, that is.
Did that mean that he a latecomer?
Oh, that mean that they had to rope him in time to get him across the line. I mean, they had to push him over.
Oh. He ain't much of a horse, then.
Oh, Mr. Johnson. If anybody were to go down to the racetrack and bet on that horse, everybody would get in the news. I mean, everybody would... everybody just know that whoever bet on that horse is crazy.
And what happens after that makes up the fun on the Johnson family for the same time tomorrow when Papa Johnson's Purple People help him to start on the road to becoming a rich man. Of course, the professor's purple people keeps giving him the wrong steer, and the professor will be going the other way. Listen at the same time. I'll be back in a moment. First, a moment here. This is your Johnson family man, Jimmy Scribner, asking you to be with us tomorrow for more fun in Chickasola Town. Until tomorrow, thank you for today, and goodbye, everybody!